Welcome. How are you today? Thomas is good. You're good. Look at that. Six thumbs up. That's pretty cool. Our first lesson for today was from Ezekiel. Normally known as a terribly jolly sort of guy, full of good news and happiness. But this morning he talks about the valley of dry bones. And he's there prophesying, right? And God says to him, hey, prophesy to the bones. And Ezekiel kind of looked around and went, I wonder if I could get a better job. Prophesy to the bones. And you know, he's like, God, they're dead. And God says, well, it won't make any difference. Nobody listens to you anyway. But he prophesies to the bones because that's what he does. And there he goes. He talks to the bones and he says, suddenly sinew upon sinew and flesh upon flesh comes in. Well, I found some dry bones this morning. You ever seen these? These are dry bones. Have you ever seen these before? I'm sure here in Hawaii you have never seen these things before, have you? This is what they are for the distaff staff. What do you know? Have any idea what these are?
Be careful, they jump.
My gosh, you're right. They're monkey pod seeds. They do jump. I didn't know about monkey pod seeds when I first came to Hawaii. And then I started noticing that the inside of my car was turning blacker and blacker because I didn't know where it was coming from. So you know what these are. But to me, these look, I feel them. They're just kind of dry and bleh, just like, how could anything good come of this, right? And that's what Ezekiel sees, these dry bones. This is what God sees. God's people's like a dry bone. But you know what happens with monkey pod seeds, right? Go ahead, because you have time to wash your hands afterwards. And I do not. So what happens if you peel this thing back a little bit or just break it open? What's inside? Goo. If you're new to Hawaii, feel free to come grab a monkey pod seed after church. Yeah, these are pretty dried out, so they're not too gooey, but when they first come off their tree, there's all kinds of goo in there. Well, what's the pod for?
Seeds.
And seeds do what? They don't grow plants, they grow one particular plant. What kind of plant will these grow? Which will then do what? Make more seeds. It's a vicious cycle. My friend Hope Jarin once said to me, you know, the monkey pod's whole point of existence is to be sure that there's always going to be a monkey pod tree right where that monkey pod is, or that there will be more monkey pod trees. So the monkey pod makes millions, trust me, millions of seeds every day. Millions of times a year, it tries to take these dry bones and make something alive out of them. Guess how often they're successful? Thank you, Jesus, almost never. Right? I mean, they make millions of seeds, but if only one seed sprouts and makes it to be a mature tree, then the bones were for good. So what does it take to make these turn into something alive? Any ideas?
Soil
would not be bad. What else do you need?
A tree to begin with.
A tree to begin with, yes. I mean, that's sort of a given. What else do you need to make it grow?
Water,
thank you. Did you guys know you need water?
Yeah,
yeah. And so those are the dry, that's what takes dry bones and makes them come alive. Well, when Ezekiel prophesies to the bones, brings them God's water and life of God's words, then those bones, flesh upon flesh, and God's people are being remade. Well, God brings us water, brings us nourishment, brings us each other. And sometimes even when we're having a terrible time and we feel like these old, broken up, old seed pods inside each one of us is also the beginning of new life. And that's what God calls us to, that new life. So when you see a monkey pod, remember, God is at work in dry bones. Thank you all for coming up. And I have a small request for you. Pick up as many of the monkey pod seeds as you possibly can. Otherwise, people will get stuck to the floor on their way to communion and have to stand there for the whole service. It'll be really embarrassing. Thank you. Let's sing together.